Hey cuties. So while I was locked up in YouTube jail and my wife's boyfriend stopped answering my calls, I decided to catch up on some reading. So the first book I read is called I Got My Homeboys Pregnant by a dude named Quan Mills. And that's not even the wildest thing this man has written. There's also My Baby Daddy Stole My Ultima, Old Thought Next Door, and my personal favorite, Pregnant by My Granddaddy's Boyfriend. I'm not even joking, these are actual books on Amazon. With reviews. So I did the only logical thing a little e-slob goblin like me can do. I read them all. And then I went down the rotten, backwoods gut-littered rabbit hole that is the Quaniverse. And I'm gonna share my trauma with you. Because I love you. This is the story of Quan Mills, the only author brave enough to ask, what do I do if my homeboys get pregnant by a bisexual caveman doughboy named Don Quavius?
Fire!
So who, or what, is Quan Mills? He's a Kindle author who's been dropping literary masterpieces for years, each one somehow more deranged than the last. His books have been floating around Facebook and Black Twitter since the late 2010s. Every time one goes viral, it causes psychic damage to anyone who lays eyes on them. Some say he's a genius, while others say he's just trolling. Personally, I think the d*** is insane, but we'll get into that later. So today, we're diving into some of his weirdest books as we try to figure out who this guy really is, and whether or not there's an actual method to his madness, or if it's all just a psyop by a really bored CIA agent. So we went through how he completely changed the literary game and proved he's truly the GOAT, but now let's try and figure out who's the man behind the GOAT. And by the way, the GOAT is bisexual, and named Trayshawn. So Quan Mills is actually the pen name of Colby Durden, a Miami native whose two passions in life are writing about hood love triangles and destabilizing democracy because DEI or whatever. Encouraged by his friend and co-author, Nidia? My people, we gotta do better.
What's wrong with y'all?
He began writing in 2014 as a means of making passive income. Due to the nature of his books and the way he writes dialogue, many people speculated that he was actually a white person trolling and actually mocking black people by using these racist caricatures.
Damn, she hood and prehistoric.
That baby will never be safe if I'm alive.
And honestly, I kind of feel that. To this day, I still get people asking if I'm black because I sound like my name would be Skylar, and I'm super into Oni plays.
PW asterisk SSY 2 by me, international best-selling author Quan Mills. So again, autograph paperbacks attached to this. You guys check this out. Wired magazine did a feature on me. Quan Mills was the biggest mystery on TikTok. Until now, the prolific street lit author's X-rated books went viral on TikTok. Many believe he was a white writer profiting off black culture. That was just the beginning.
In August of 2023, he addressed rumors about his identity head on by going live on TikTok. Bro's gonna fall in love with going live after this, by the way. Putting to rest speculations about his background. As you can see here, this is clearly not a white man. It looks more like that one uncle who refused to accept that 2005 ended. On Further Lives, Quan Mills also discussed the nuanced and powerful nature of his works.
It's me again, international best-selling author Quan Mills. I got my husband and his daddy pregnant. A femboy drill rapper dope boy from Old Block got me pregnant. Pregnant by the flying chitlin monster. Now, a lot of people might be thinking, what in the hell?
Thought-provoking titles like Ho Yo Coochie Stink, A Back to are designed to spark conversation about issues plaguing the black community, like the rising number of hood leprechaun preachers named Leprechaun getting all the strippers pregnant. Mills has also mentioned that his stories draw from real-life experiences and news events, aiming to weave in larger social themes while incorporating everyday colloquialisms.
I'm pregnant.
Told you I'm built different.
Mills has cultivated a significant online presence with almost 1 million followers on TikTok alone. Like it or not, Quan Mills is here to stay, and he's on track to become one of the most prolific American authors in decades. Granted, it's not that huge of an accomplishment because people don't really read anymore, but still. Snuggle up, cuties, because Mama Kenshi's about to tell you all some bedtime stories from hell. Now, for your listening pleasure and my own personal pain, I've collected some real excerpts from some of Quan Mill's books. So, it's time for some fire second string content. Obviously, viewer discretion is advised. I have to say this so YouTube won't be mad at me again. So our first tale is a heartfelt story about aging, community, and real black stories featuring real black voices. No, not like that. Like this. This is Old Thought Next Door. The gripping tale of 76-year-old Vernita Washington. Some might say the original throat goat. Baby, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. I don't give a damn what you think about me and my age. Yeah, I might be 76 years old, but this big thick between my tone brown legs don't act like it. My name is Vernita Ernestine Washington. I loves me to ride a big old black This is an amazing book. I mean, yes, Miss Vernita, yes. So, as we can see, Miss Vernita is a real strong woman who I desperately want to be like when I grow up. So at the start of the book, we have Miss Vernita sharing some tips to us youngins about how she can stay so young and moist. If you think my secret is watching what I eat, then you guess wrong again. Baby, I guess down in the kitchen. And I sure love me some Popeye's chicken. Oh my. Of course you do. Of course you do. Baby, give me a two-piece duck, spicy with a side of Cajun rice after a good down and my sexy ass will be in heaven. Wow, that's pretty close to what I do already. Suddenly, Vernita hears her doorbell ringing. She's expecting some company. Vernita's setting up a little link-up with two young bucks fresh out of prison. Because nothing says rehabilitation like tagging grandma. I quickly swung the front door to my townhouse open. Afternoon, I uttered, with a big-ass smile stretched across my face. Child, you should have seen how Sully Markell and this other sexy-ass young man looked surprised. Guess they didn't think I'd open the door already, ready to get my fuck on. Already ready, this is fucking sick, dude. Yo, damn, it's like that? Markell smiling exclaimed, rubbing his hard, muscular hands together. He scanned me up and down, his eyes were glued to every square inch of my body. Yo, this we finna talk. The other sexy young man chimed in, man, she old as fuck. Big mistake. All of a sudden, I could feel my blood boiling and a look of anger instantly grew on my face. Old? Boy, your mammy is old. I ain't old. Markell smacks his teeth and said, man, chill the fuck out, Will. Trust me, Miss Vernita on point, bruh. This is exactly how I sound to my homies. The other young nigga shook his head. I don't know about this, though. Shit, this gonna be weird as fuck. Come on, bro, trust me. You finna have some fun. Miss Vernita a vet. Now, what Quan Mills is doing here is actually genius. You see, Vernita represents the generational trauma of systemic abandonment many elders face once they reach a certain age. Or maybe he just wanted to write a book about a grandma getting her back blown out. Either way, it's giving Toni Morrison on OnlyFans. So everything's getting all hot and steamy until Vernita turns around and finds the two guys making out with each other. Classic Quan Mills twist. So what does Vernita do? She goes to her side dude and they have ice cream. I gently got down on my knees and began to slurp on that motherfucker like I was five all over again, getting a popsicle from the ice cream man. I just love me a pretty black ice cream cone. And Percy had a big sack of nuts. Ladies, just make sure you be a bit careful when you attempt to put a nut or two in your mouth. That's to be very gentle. Well, I'm gonna delete it again. Anyway, our next book stars a woman with roaches, three kids by four baby daddies, and a court battle so ratchet it turned Judge Mathis into Judge Joe Brown. So this next book is one of Quan Mill's most seminal works. This hoe got roaches in her crib. Powerful. A haunting, emotionally raw exploration of generational trauma, and arguably the most grounded portrayal of a strong black woman that Quan Mills has ever done. It's like if someone tried to write Push by Sapphire, except they hated black women. Let's all come together. All these fucking roaches and shit. Ah, God motherfucking damn it. So, this book starts off very strong. No prose, no once upon a time or anything like that. Because Quan Mills doesn't do that. That's for basic bitch authors. Quan Mills is different. He gets straight to the action, and that's why we love him. He's the voice the streets need. For Keisha's murderous gaze was laser-focused onto the five black-brownish roaches, all ranging in sizes.
Ugh! And a bitch ain't got time for this shit today. I'm hungry, and a bitch need her to eat.
Okay. Same, honestly. So, we were just introduced to the heroine of this tale, Fred Keisha. Fred Keisha is what scholars might refer to as a trifling little dust bunny. A woman of refined taste, be it in weed, toxic men, or government cheese. She lives in the Section 8 of Section 8, lost in an eternal battle that has raged for generations against an army of highly intelligent roaches. Seriously, these bugs are legit characters with their own goals and aspirations. It's insane. The biggest roach, Daddy Roach Sr., embarked on a dangerous journey to lead his family to a mecca of stale food. Domino's pepperoni and sausage pizza crust hiding away in a dark corner of Fred Keisha's messy apartment. Okay, I'll give it to Bro. This was actually a pretty solid section compared to what I read from him before. He could definitely write children's books or something. Well, for crack babies, but still. But of course, this deeply spiritual roach journey is interrupted by Fred Keisha, who blames her children for the mess she definitely made herself.
I swear to God, these motherfucking kids keeping my house nasty as shit. They're getting on my last damn nerves, and I got shit to do today, bitch.
Fred Keisha hated to have to spend her weekends watching her badass kids, especially when she needed to get out and down by some local Chirac savage. Don't we all? Anyway, Daddy Roach Sr.'s journey sadly comes to a tragic end. Our boy is completely unaware that death is creeping just inches away. Fred Keisha raised her right foot, leaned down, and pulled off her Walmart black flip-flop. Oh god, not the $3 chancla. Those things are like the infinity gauntlets of the hood. Now armed and dangerous, she hovered her weapon of choice over Daddy Roach Sr.
Son, come la sai io? Casi è unica sabria con le sine, 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 sine.
Oi, e come si dice su da? Boy, come la sabria su da? Matte, composere o io?
Do son,
ma si uca sin dove si era? Ambassade Oscar. よんだよ、調子。本場シャーパスゴルダシが。父さん、ねえ、もち、頑張ってやこう行く。しばってよ、感謝るよ。頑張ってやるよ。頑張ってやるよ。かかってこい。父さん。なあ、景色を、頑張しよう。頑張せるけど。頑張せるけど。頑張せるけど。さよなら。こっちせよ。かぶちょっかせるよ。
Now, what follows here is either the most unhinged or most inspired writing ever put to page. Because what Quan does next is give Fred Keisha a Vietnam War backstory to justify why she's so good at murking roaches. Raised in Chicago's Cabrini Green Projects, Fred Keisha feared no roach, no mouse, and no rat. Ducking and dodging at the sound of rabid gunfire was the most valuable tool any young kid growing up in Chicago's fucked up and ultraviolent housing projects had to learn quickly. Young Cabrini kids got initiated into a gang of hardened roach murderers, learning how to gangbang on those motherfuckers when they encroached their set. Wonderful. So with all that being said, you already know a ghetto bitch like Fred Keisha was a certified roach hitter. This is absolutely insane. Rest in peace, Daddy Roach Sr. His wings flap so others could scurry. But this was just the beginning, because Daddy Roach Sr. had 1,861 brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, and cousins all lurking in the cut, waiting to get at that crust.
Wow, that was terrible. So the next book on our journey is Pastors Eat Pussitu. I don't know if I can even say that, but he did spell with a W, I guess. Anyway, this book opens with, yes, slob on that cat, pasta, eat that. Oh God. Okay, let me just skip ahead.
Shit tastes like canned yams. Ew, juices.
Taking a long whiff. Oh my God. Okay, you know what? Let's just leave that one alone before I take any more psychic damage from Quan Mills' gooner genjutsu. I think it's safe to say that despite everything, it's clear that Quan Mills is a man who weaponizes autism and used it for evil.
So let's finally address the burning question. Is Quan Mills a master troll or a serious literary genius? It's honestly hard to say. On one hand, this is a man who's written dozens of books with titles like My Baby Daddy's a Vampire and I Fell in Love with a Hood Rich BBW Velociraptor. Amazing. Well, on the other hand, he talks about his work like he's the Mark Twain of Section 8. So what's the truth? Is he in on the joke or is the joke on us? His TikTok presence has been just an absolute goldmine of unfiltered schizo. Seriously, I recommend giving him a follow. From selling autographed copies of his books to leaking exclusive previews of I Got Both My Homeboys Pregnant, Quan operates with the intensity of someone who truly believes he is the next big thing in literature. So now I'm asking, is Quan Mills a troll or is he genuinely insane? I mean, when you watch his live, it's like watching a man live stream from Grippy Sock Jill. It's also worth noting that while his covers are AI generated now, Quan has been doing this since 2017. Some of his most iconic covers predate AI entirely. Bro's really been on demon time since 2017. Now here's where things get interesting. Quan does know what he's doing. In an interview with NPR, he was asked directly about criticism of how his books portray black people. One of his critics, the University of New Haven professor Randall Horton, argued that Quan writes about very real black experiences like drugs, infidelity, poverty, things that shouldn't be treated as punchlines to outsiders to laugh at.
I spent 30 years in the streets hustling and smuggling all kinds of things. I went to prison. I did time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You literally can never escape the old head speech, can you? Basically, Horton said this. If you're just using real black trauma to sell books without any care or context, that's exploitation. Now here's what Quan Mills had to say in response. Of course, there are people out there who have valid criticisms and concerns that my books are a misrepresentation of black people, but I'm not oblivious to these criticisms. At times, I do go back and reflect on my work and think, okay, maybe I was a little heavy-handed, but I'm not the first to do this, and I won't be the last. So, yeah, he is aware. Aware, but like Diddy, he can't stop, won't stop. So what do you think Quan Mills is, cuties? Is he a performance artist? Is he a CIA agent whose only reference is those little pictures on the side of do-rags at Walgreens? Or is he a guy who's just really into writing hood yaoi? Maybe he's all the above. And maybe there's a little Quan Mills inside all of us, just waiting to come out. Anyway, like always, thank you so much for watching, cuties. New videos every time I stop crashing out and escape from my nego prison. As always, like, comment, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Most because I'm trying to get this channel back on track after getting deleted. But most importantly, stay cute, cuties.